Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C., joining us here on WTIC. David, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, after hearing that weather forecast, I don't know.
Yeah, I can understand that. So how are things down in lovely D.C.? I understand you're going to be getting some snow.
Well, we thought we were. Then it all rained yesterday. They blew it. I mean, they closed schools. And everybody woke up, and it was just wet.
I know so. It's been a month, but do you remember who this is?
Yeah, I would remember that voice anywhere. Couldn't stay retired, huh?
No, I come in to do football picks and talk
listen,
to you.
Listen, David, I'll be honest. They didn't change his card. They didn't deactivate it. He just comes in. Like, he didn't even...
Oh, I like that.
He just came in. They didn't deactivate the card yet. That's all.
Let me do a plug for you. The McClatchy DC does have an app that you can download. And I just did. It's pretty good.
Thank you. Well, that's hopefully I can contribute to it every now and then.
Hey, how big a mess was that news conference the other day?
You know, it depends.
What side you're on.
It depends on where you are. I mean, my inside Washington brain thinks, oh, wow, this is the old Biden I used to know, which is good and bad, by the way. You know, this is the guy who, during all those years in Congress and all those years I covered Congress, you could stop him in the hall and ask him anything, and he would talk, and he'd give you a substantive answer, and go on and on and on and on. Now, that plays differently. Yeah, presidential press conference. I mean, it's interesting. Democrats are quietly applauding it because they said, well, this is the Biden we know. This is the authentic Biden, you know, the guy who spills his soul out there, doesn't hold back. And now other people said, oh, my God, 2 hours of this. And every answer took forever. And every reporter seemed to ask five questions. And if you say to somebody in Washington, well, what was the headline out of that press conference? They'll be at a loss to tell you. I mean, it just so did it help him? Did it hurt him? I don't know.
I watched it, and of course, the first 20-25 minutes was a laundry list of accomplishments, which I believe he also tweeted out last night.
Yeah, they all do that. And then yesterday, they made all his subordinates available to us, and I got on the call with some economic guy who went on for an hour telling me about how everything is as wonderful as it's ever been in our lives. So,
Dave, David, let me ask you, is this common practice in that, you know, the guy says something and then you've got to kind of define it further, use your staff to do it? Is that a regular thing?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Ever since I've been here, and I'm sure it predates me, yeah. Look, Ronald Reagan used to start his press conferences, same thing, 15 minutes of here's what I've done, and then, you know, stayed on message. They're all pretty good about that. And then you always have to go fact check. I mean, take unemployment. I mean, their line right now is that, well, when he came in, unemployment was 6.2%, and it dropped to, 3.9 now. It's the biggest drop ever in 1 year. Well, that's fine. But you know what? If I can take other months, you know, I can go to year to year for other months. I mean, you can play with those numbers. Most important for Biden and us is, you know, do the listeners feel that the economy has gotten that much better? And I suspect time they fill up with, you know, one of those $4 a gallon, gasoline, they don't feel that way.
Yeah. The way I feel talking with David Lightman with McClatchy, D.C., is that it just seems that with the way the Senate is, that there's not going to be much that happens legislatively in the next 10 months?
You know, I don't know about that. This week was rough because, you know, he had voting rights. He knew it was going to lose, and it did. And then all this talk surfaces again about somehow resurrecting Build Back Better. I mean, I suspect somehow, somewhere, they're going to get a piece of that through. Maybe the child tax credit expansion. Maybe something on climate change. They'll get something through so they can go out this summer and fall during the election season and say, hey, we got it done. But ain't going to be much.
Wow. Well, that sounds like there's a lot going on
over
there.
Got Jan.
Well, here's the funny part. You'll love this. So today's Friday, right? So after all this craziness, right? House was supposed to be in today. Senate wasn't. House canceled its Friday votes, and they'll all be back February 1st.
February 1st. Jeez.
Yeah. Well, I know.
Let's check the date, shall we?
Nuts.
Does that mean the Jan 6 committee will have no news out of that, too, for the next 2 weeks?
Well, that I don't know. They're pretty good at, you know, they got other things to do, but I don't think you're going to see them sit down and meet. Nope, they're all gone until February 1st.
Is your assumption that all the people that they're asking to come in are just not going to come in, correct?
I think some might, yeah, but I think the big names, no. No, Kevin McCarthy and so forth, they're going to tie this thing up in court forever. Which raises an interesting question. I mean, they want to have that report out by November for a lot of reasons.
Of course they do.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If Republicans retake Congress next year, this year, then what? Where's all this go? I mean,
It ends. I mean, the assumption is that that's why they're all sort of running out the clock, is to get to November, flip the House, and then it'll be killed.
Exactly. I mean, there are ways Democrats could resurrect it on their own, you know, sort of have a Democratic National Committee-sponsored committee or something, but it wouldn't have quite the same power. Yeah, no, this is getting serious. I don't see any of them cooperating.
Well, and David, I guess the other question is, and when you look at who's been subpoenaed to appear, only a case maybe 10 of them out of, you know, maybe a third of them, have anything to do directly, I might add, with the 6th of January.
Exactly. This is not, you know, the Benghazi hearings where Hillary Clinton testified for 11 hours, you know, having been in the thick of it. No, that's the problem. So are they going to just do a report that's circumstantial or what? Now, one of the things that's intriguing everybody are these 700 pages of White House documents that the Supreme Court ordered turned over. And we'll see what's in that. That could open up a new door. You know, it's kind of like a legal proceeding. All you really need is one or two of these major players to spill the beans, so to speak, to open the door, you know, kick it open, and that one thing leads to another. It's like any criminal prosecution. You know, you look for the one insider who will talk. But here, what do you give? You know, you can't. Yeah. It's hard to, if you promise immunity, that leads to other problems.
Well, they're looking for a latter-day John Dean. That's really what they're looking for.
Yeah, I was going to say Oliver North, and that led to problems. But
Thank you.
And so far, they don't have it. There are a couple people, as you say, on the fringes, but nobody in Congress is cracking, and that's what you need, I think. Either that or somebody really high up, a Mark Meadows or someone like that. You do have Stephanie Grisham saying things.
Yeah, I've read that.
But everything else seems pretty airtight. I mean, it's going to be really interesting to see how things proceed. David, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
Good to hear you again, Ray.
Well, maybe even next week. Who knows?
Or come on down here.
I mean,
yeah,
I could. Yeah, I think what I'll do is I'll stroll around the Capitol with horns on. And you know, saying
you're
going to
take the shirt off?
That's a great idea. Yeah, yeah.
You don't want that.
You know, if a policeman gives you a hard time, just,
Hey, leave me alone.
It's your American right. All right, David Lightman, McClatchy, D.C., joining us here.
Have a good weekend. Right.
You too, sir. Thank you so much. Yeah, D.C. this time of year.
No. When's
the best time? I mean, D.C. in the summer is rough.
Oh, yeah, because it's hot.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.